So I'm curious what your bar is to bring up the issue of pertuzumab or recommend it. This lady has three positive nodes. Are there any patients with node-negative disease where you would bring this up?
No, I think the node there is clearly making the bar. We know that if you have a HER2 negative tumor, unless you have a larger HER2 positive tumor, node negative, but this is really uncommon. Most of the times, the node negative HER2 positive tumors are in the range of maximum 2 or 3 centimeters. I have never seen an HER2 positive node negative tumor with the tumor size exceeding 3 centimeters. It's very unusual. But let's say that my bar is mainly represented by the number of involved nodes. I would say this is really well demonstrated. The other factor that I would consider is the presence or not of the estrogen and progesterone receptors. We know, and this is now clear from all the adjuvant therapy trials that have been done with trastuzumab, that patients who have HER2 positive endocrine resistant disease have a worse prognosis when compared to patients with HER2 positive endocrine sensitive disease. So you have HER2 positivity, you have three positive nodes, you have endocrine resistant disease. I would not hesitate to suggest combining pertuzumab to trastuzumab and weekly paclitaxel.
So for the patient or physician who's considering pertuzumab for a year, in your mind globally, what are the tolerability issues that you expect in a patient who's about to take pertuzumab for a year?
I would not expect so much, actually, because I know that I increase the risk of diarrhea. You may have some diarrhea. You may have some increase the rate of allergic reactions. But finally, does not worry me so much because, well, the allergic reaction, of course, you have to pay attention to that. You have to do premedication in the case this happens. For the next cycle, you will premedicate the patient. The diarrhea normally is quite mild, moderate. It's something that you can easily treat with some loperamide, so it doesn't bother me so much. Cardiac problems are not there, basically. The data are confirming that when you evaluate the cardiac safety of trastuzumab versus the combination, there is no real suggestion that you are going to increase the risk of cardiac toxicity with the combination therapy. This has been tested also in the neoadjuvant setting. No real signals suggesting that the combination is less safe than single agent trastuzumab in terms of cardiac function.